Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hopefully very loud when they're on offense and second and third down and making it hard for them. But just the energy, the juice, the vibes, our goal is to get to the fourth quarter and have Mr. Brightside be playing. And I know the fans love that, but that gives us such a little shot of energy that, you know, we're going to need going into this game.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen talking about this Sunday's matchup against the Baltimore Ravens. It's going to be crucial, I think, for them to be successful on first and second downs. Don't give up short third downs. A lot like the Bills were doing against Denver, where they just kind of put themselves in a spot where if it was fourth and one, they were going to go for it because it was third and two. And it was just like, you're not going to stop us two plays in a row kind of deal. And they got it going, both passing and rushing the ball. James Cook, one of his better rushing performances as a Buffalo Bill. Let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We start with Kai today. Kai, how are we doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing? All the way from Baltimore, I'm calling you guys. Quick things. I think Derrick Henry is going to get the ball 25 to 30 times. I don't think we'll drop the ball like we did last year in the playoffs against Kansas City, where we only ran the ball six times in the whole game to running backs. So that's over because you've seen what happened in Pittsburgh. Now, to me, Pittsburgh defense is better than Buffalo defense. Buffalo defense is a little light in the ass all over the place, from linebackers to defensive line. So I think we're going to run it down their throats until they try to stop them. But I don't think they're going to stop them. So I think that game plan will go well. As far as making Lamar throw the ball, Lamar is one of the leading quarterbacks passing in the league right now. He having one of his best seasons, throw over 4,000 yards. So I think he'll be prepared for that depending on the weather. Now, defensively, I think you guys have receivers that – the little twitchy guys that you catch the ball and get yak yards. But other than that, you really don't have anything. You don't scare anybody with that offensive other than Josh Allen. And I think we'll have a spy with him with Roquan. So I think they're going to contain him, and they know how Josh plays. Josh is a warrior. So, but if you can limit Josh Allen – from outside the pocket, and then we got Madubuike coming up the middle with that push. So I like our chances. I'm not diminishing with Buffalo. Buffalo is a good team. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a great team, and we all fighting to get that bit, it feel like, to get Kansas City. And it seems like these two teams right here is right there at the point of getting Kansas City, but we got to get through each other. And another thing is Amari Cooper. That's my X factor for you guys. I don't know why. His name don't come up. I know Shakur and, Dalton Kincaid, those guys, Coleman came back off an injury. He can catch the ball. But it's something about Amari Cooper, man, that's not being talked about that we're going to have to watch for that fourth receiver. And he cannot – that's one guy that's kind of scaring me under the radar. And I know everybody's saying Amari don't have it anymore. He's done. But you get him in the playoffs, that's a guy – you need to watch, and it's as well as on our side, Aguilar. Aguilar can be a guy that open it up, but Justice Hill is my real X factor in this game right here. Justice Hill is underrated right now. He's leading the league in touch. Well, he's having one of his best seasons, put it like that, and he can catch the ball out the backfield. So I'm hoping. I'm hoping you guys run in that zone and try to stop Lamar and bring everybody in a box like when we played San Diego, the Chargers, in that playoff game when Lamar was running crazy his rookie year and couldn't stop him. And they put – I think for some reason McDermott is going to bring it. McDermott is a good defensive coach, and he's going to bring it. But they're not going to slice down and bite down on that end like Pittsburgh did, allow Lamar to do that. They're going to have somebody like Milano spying on Lamar all time. So it's going to be a lot of one-on-one matchups that dictate this game. And I think Milano and Lamar, that's going to be a good matchup as far as the spy. I know they're going to spy. But other than that, man, I'm picking high. I was picking high scoring. I don't know what the weather's going to be like up there. It's snowing right here in Baltimore right
now. It's
going
to be like 8 degrees. It's going to be cold. I don't necessarily know about snow, but it's going to be cold.
It's going to be really cold. So it's going to – and another thing, we cannot let James Cook get off. I'm not worried about you guys running the ball, but in space. James Cook is a guy that can catch the ball and get upfield. So it's a great matchup, man. I mean, this feel like the AFC Championship, in my opinion. This don't even feel like divisional round.
Yeah, Kai, we do have to get to other callers, but here, right?
Okay.
Because you're a Ravens fan. Hit me with the score prediction. What do you got?
Okay, I'm gonna go 28-24 Ravens. You guys have a good one.
Kai, thanks for the call, man. Baltimore fan there.
Yeah.
Respectful. I get it. 28-24. And if Derrick Henry has 30 carries, it's 28-24.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm going to be upset. It's going to take a long time for me to go over that loss. If he had 30 carries, like Kai was saying in the beginning of that call, and it's 28-24, oof.
I do have to say something, and I don't want this to sound like a shot. I'm just trying to relay some stats here. Justice Hill, okay?
He's kind of like our Ty Johnson a little bit. We're like Ravens fans love him. Bills fans love Ty Johnson, but the stats don't look great.
I get that, but Justice Hill has had one rushing touchdown and three receiving touchdowns, and only a total of...
It's our Ty Johnson.
Is that really all Ty Johnson has? I thought he had more than that.
He's like two touchdowns, yeah.
Oh. All right, never mind. I take it back.
What we said. His year with the Jets,
listen, yeah.
Like in 2020, like, he was statistically more efficient, better, what have
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, he's had bigger plays for the Bills than he ever had for the Jets. I mean, he had a 100-yard receiving game against Detroit.
I'll take it back. I just wanted to relay the stats, but that's actually a good point. I didn't think of him as all Ty Johnson.
The offensive comments, though, I'm a little surprised by. That feels more like a... when you played us in week four kind of comment. They're the first team in NFL history to have 30 passing touchdowns, 30 rushing touchdowns. They had a streak of putting up 30-point games. Mm-hmm. They are terrifying. And a lot of it is due to the fact that Cook can get going with a great O-line. I do wonder how that battle of lines goes, the Ravens defensive line, the Bills offensive line, because they are a wagon right now. They are basically an impenetrable wall for the Bills offense to operate as they want to. Allen's been, sacked 14 times this year, which is the league low. Cook is having an incredible year rushing, and he's getting better as the year's kind of progressed. You saw it against Denver. And that's my thing, too. Denver was the third-ranked red zone defense, third-ranked rush defense, and the Bills kind of did whatever they wanted to. So I don't know about that. I like Marlon Humphrey. Surtain is better. They went away from Surtain and had no issues at all. Yeah. I do wonder if someone like Amari Cooper, who is one of the better pop game guys ever in the NFL, gets going against somebody like Marlon Humphrey. Maybe just for a play or two, but better than he did against Surtain. And even Surtain, again, they just kind of went away from him. Mm. And they just allowed Shakir to really kind of eat. Coleman had a few of his plays. Namely, they kind of went to him to just go up and get a ball. That'll be something, too. A little bit undersized corners for Baltimore. Does Keon Coleman become a matchup nightmare in the red zone? I think it's going to be an awesome matchup. Yeah. The 28-24, though, a little bit lower scoring than I think some people are imagining. Mm-hmm. That's probably closer to where I would imagine it.
I do think it's interesting, too, how he talked about Amari Cooper, because that is a player on this team now that they didn't see in week four. And like you said, it did seem kind of like that conversation was geared towards, like, look what happened in week four. Look what could happen
week,
now.
Yeah, week four went well.
And I do think that Amari Cooper is going to play a role, but I don't know if he's going to be necessarily the X factor. I wonder how much he's going to be a part of the offense, because there's been times this season since the Bills have acquired him, he just hasn't really had to do much, but he also hasn't done much.
Like, his role at times has really kind of just been not a spy, but just another guy that a corner has to go to.
Right, essentially like, hey, you got to cover this guy, because if you don't, he's going to do something against you. And if you do cover him, well, one of our other guys is open, so we'll throw it to them. Like that's kind of been, and that's like, everybody eats in a nutshell, right? Like, that's the whole plan, just simply put. So.
I do agree on the point, and I think this is where it gets me nervous about, do they have the ability to stop the run? I know they invite it, and that's fine against a lot of opponents, but Kai brought up a good point there. They are undersized at linebacker. That's kind of their whole thing. They're the faster defense rather than the more we're going to punch in the mouth kind of defense. Even on the defensive line with Ed Oliver, that's always kind of been his big thing, is that he is undersized. If they're able to get penetration, you might have some here. But I keep seeing like those like 85-yard runs by Henry, and it does scare me. Like you brought up too, like if you take that run away or just shorten it, what have you, it's a better day against the rushing game than the stats would maybe tell you. But it doesn't matter if he has that 70-plus-yard touchdown run. That's crippling for a defense.
And it takes the wind out of your sails.
Exactly. It takes the wind out of your sails. You saw it. Yes, the Bills were kind of making a little bit of a comeback in that game. It was 21-10 when they ultimately do the trick play. So there was a feeling that they were getting back into it.
Yeah.
But that play alone just kind of it's the first play from scrimmage from Baltimore. And it still just – it felt like it set up such a tone for that game that was hard to come back from. That's why I've said it so much. Like, you have to kind of take the run game away from him. You have to get up early. Because if you don't, it's not necessarily making Lamar a passer. He's been unbelievable this year. It is more Flowers isn't in the game. It's one less option you can go to. The Bills can kind of, kind of pin their ears back on the defensive line and rush the passer, knowing you're down 10, you're down 14, what have you, in a dream scenario here. You have to throw the ball. It's coaching malpractice to run the ball 30 times in that situation.
And I do think also, like, going back to the undersized linebackers and the speed that they have, that Milano and Bernard and even Dorian Williams, they all have that great get-after-you speed. That's where I was talking about, if you can force Derrick Henry to have to go side to side before he comes at you, that eliminates 5-6 yards right there potentially. I mean, as long as you can get to him and kind of just force him outside – it's going to make a big difference. Every time we see him have a big run, it's because he can get up the middle and he can get through everyone as quick as possible, because he's a big guy, he's very fast, and he'll just knock you over.
Yeah.
But if you can get him to the outside and force them to start running to the outside, I think that's going to be a big impact.
803-0550, the number to call if you want to join today's show. We go back to the phones. Frank in Williamsville is up next. Frank, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good. Hey, I'm looking at this. I think this is going to be it. Not so hard to win for Buffalo. We just score too many points for them. We're going to do what we always do. We're going to let them run the ball between the 20s, and then we're going to get a turnover, or they're going to hit a goalpost. I mean, how many footballs have hit goalposts this year? Do they keep track of it? It's unbelievable. But and then Josh is going to do his thing, throw for 400 yards, wind up watching the fourth quarter from the bench like he always does, and let Trubisky in there. I mean, that's going to happen on Sunday.
Frank, I love the optimism. I have no idea. That feels even more like a dream scenario than I had up, which is where they were up a 14-0 in the first. Baltimore, I would say talent-wise, is a better team. I don't know if they're a better team in terms of cohesion, how they're playing now. I would say talent-wise, they're better. And it's nice and all to think that, you know, they'll let them run in between the 20s and then, you know, they're going to hit the uprights or they're going to get a turnover here. Baltimore doesn't turn the ball over very much. They don't. And Derrick Henry might be as equal to a red zone weapon as Allen is with his size and his speed and his strength. It's hope. It's a hope and a prayer. I think this is going to have to be a game, though, where, like, you do zero in on the run. That you have to stop that. You have to force Baltimore into changing up their game plan. Make them nervous into what they're doing. Again, if first and second down, it's third and eight, third and seven. You're in a really good spot. Now it becomes the whole get off the field on third downs. That's been a whole other issue. You don't even get me started on that. But it looked better last week in the playoffs when you can argue they're going full bore. Like that's what this game is for.
Right, right.
And they and Baltimore and Denver went 2 for 9, 2 for 7, something like that. Like they did not perform all that well outside of that first drive. You made them, though, also get away from their run game. The problem is they don't have a particularly good run game. And that's where I do look at a game like Detroit defensively where you got them immediately out of what they like to do, which was give the ball to Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery. Montgomery gets hurt later in that game, but they got back into that game technically by Goff throwing the ball like 60 times. Yeah. And you were on the road doing that. And that's where, yeah, I think the silent count comes in. The fact that they are the most penalized team in football, I think that's where you're also going to see, you know, Keon Coleman try to drop pass interferences, stuff like that to keep drives going, force a false start. I think crowd noise, I think being on the road is going to play a massive impact in how this game goes for both teams. Buffalo having the home crowd, Baltimore being on the road. And also, as I've mentioned a lot, it's hard to win road playoff games. It so happens that John Harbaugh has the most road playoff wins in a career with 8.
Denver, by the way, 2 for 9 this past week.
803-0550, the number 2 call. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt hanging with you here until 12 o'clock. This is WGR.